Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
He
said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig never did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beat?
Where's the beat?
And starting off with that, one of my favorite songs, the 137 Swish Fam remix featuring Swish Fam, D187, and some old dude by the name of Sheriff Kilroy. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 5. And, wow, I'm looking at two phone numbers right here, 216-406 and the 216-213. I'm going to let you all know how it kind of works on this show, so you won't be surprised. You know that Man in the Street, MAN, M-A-N, abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. And for those online listening, I thank you. You can always use that same phone number and call direct in of 646-478-0944. And I'm looking at, like, now we have a 216-209. So this is my three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. You're very important. And before I go to the first of four phone calls, let me get this out of the way real quick in less than a minute. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10. Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later on. Number 9, Dazog. Number 8, Lady Hood Stars. Number 7, Native. Number 6, re-debut of Rob Cartel. He has new material out. Number 5, Moving On Up, Black Man Army Themes. Number 4, Moving On Up, Black House Sounds. Number 3, Ayolo, Black Man's Army member. He's got that song called Perfect Storm about Tamir Rice. It was good to see him out at a commission meeting speaking alongside a few others. We'll get into that in just a little while. Number 2, moving up, Black Odyssey, Stolen Dreams. People still are feeling that Keep Praying. And number 1, debuting in the number 1 spot, Suave Gotti with the song Never Be. That being said, to be very fair in all of that, before I take the first phone call, I want to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com is Thursdays at 3 p.m. if you choose. So with that being said, let's go and start this off the right way. Hey, 216-406, 216-406, how are you doing out there?
I'm blessed and blessed and more blessed, Brother Al. This is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Before I get started on anything else, let me think. This Saturday at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop at 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room number 136, East 22nd, Cleveland State University. You can enter from Chester or Euclid. 1:45 p.m. It's going all the way through 7. It's free radio edits, rap, dance, song, musician. Black Odyssey will have giveaways. Monolithic Music will have giveaways, sponsors. We also have somebody by the name of Tina Hobson from I Am a Superwoman Radio Network and author, as well as Sister Laura Cowan, who's a playwright. Investigation Discovery did a TV special on her life. She even went toe-to-toe with Dr. Phil on his own show. And we also have Coco Z, the mixed mistress, Ladies of the Land. She's a DJ battle winner. That's right, I said she. She dusted some brothers off. And also was heard on Z1079 and a brother by the name of Vero who's coming from Parma. So I just wanted to make sure that they knew that it was you and you as Tina Hobson. I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. Now go right ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you. For inviting me to be on your platform on Saturday. I am so excited. I am totally standing on tiptoe anticipation. You know, I'm going to talk about this myth, this lie, this out in the universe that the black women can't get along. Oh, I've got something. I'm ready for them. I'm ready for them. So that's what's happening Saturday. And, oh, my God, my life is just full. As you said, and I appreciate you promoting the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. I now have other shows on my platform, and I'm growing. God has just been good to me. I'm asking, I'm receiving, I'm knocking, and the doors are being opened and answered. It's good. 2016, Brother Al, it's just February the 1st. And I'm just all over the place with blessings.
That's a blessing in itself to hear that. You know, we really are looking forward to seeing and hearing from you this Saturday. But where else can we see and hear from you since you have a whole network?
Yes, well, my lineup now is the original I Am a Superwoman radio show. Airs 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fridays at www.blogtalkradio.com/ I am a superwoman 2. The call in number is 845-277-9243. On that same URL and phone number, you can reach out and get some good old praise and worship gospel music on Sundays, 8 o'clock p.m. Same channel, different time, 8 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. Then on the second and fourth Tuesdays, the Miss Savvy Pro Show with host Patrice Jackson airs. Same login, same call-in number, 845-277-9243, 9 o'clock p.m. on the second and fourth Tuesdays. And starting tomorrow, the Ask Kiki Show. Kiki is a boss lady, serial entrepreneur extraordinaire. So this show, you'll be able to post your questions on our exclusive Facebook page called Dear Ask Kiki, and those questions will be asked and answered every first and third Tuesdays on Blog Talk on I Am a Superwoman Radio at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes.
Wow. Thank you for being a superwoman.
Well, thank you, Brother Al, for being my Superman. I can say that. I can say
okay.
That because you have supported me, you've mentored me, and you're not done. I've got some other things I need some help with, because actually this past Friday I went on location it was a fundraiser for the candidate for state rep for District 8 in Ohio, Cassandra McDonald. And so I featured her, and also I did a spotlight on Cleveland with the ladies of the Cleveland chapter of Curve Appeals. It's for us curvy chicks, okay, who are comfortable in our own skin.
I hear you, and that's good. That's solid. That is solid because you do need to have that type of feeling. Ain't nobody shaming a lot on my show, because I tell you one thing, I love them all. So I can say I appreciate that type of movement every day, all day.
Okay, well, we're here. We're here in Cleveland, and all our curvy chicks are invited to join the movement and show those curves off. Be proud of yourself. God gave them to you for a reason.
Got you, and we appreciate you very much. And I think you'll pretty much enjoy the rest of this program.
Oh, I know I will. I always do. I love the music. I love the dialogue and the conversation. Your show is much needed in this community, and I can tell you personally that I appreciate you and I appreciate the show. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. And I'm looking at so many callers this evening, and I will be getting into, like, I'll go through this, 216-213, 216-486, 216-209, 216-215, 216-417. And the reason that I'm saying that is because I appreciate you all. If you press the one key, that means I'll get to you. If you didn't press the one key, I'm going to see how you're doing. And if something happens and you say, wait a minute, I should have said something, or there should have been more added on, hey, as long as the time allows, feel free to hang up and dial right back. I won't get hurt feelings. As a matter of fact, I want to share with you that you can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's Sundays at 5 p.m., 1490 AM WERE, or that's newstalkcleveland.com. And also, while we're talking about certain things, you can Facebook or Blog Talk The Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious. Let them know where you heard it from. Man in the streets doing my best to connect everything together. Before I take the next phone call, went to the home going for Nicole, Minion, Joy, Batiste. It was the past Saturday. St. Joseph Catholic Church. It was off of East 109th St. Clair. And the one thing that I found is she was the sister of artists by the name of Better Off. She's definitely still the sister because she's remembered. I just want to point out that she was born on January 26, 1975, but definitely baptized, attended St. Joseph's Catholic School, graduated from Collinwood High in 1994, began her studies at Cuyahoga Community College, earned her bachelor's degree, became a licensed nail technician, and started her own career at the United States Postal Service. She was diagnosed with lupus in 2007, medically retired in 2008, but since then she has not only been fighting. Here's the lovely thing, 33 years and remains strong in her faith, blessed others by way of cards for every occasion, regularly donated to her favorite ministries and charities, inherited a trait from her mom, was a prayer warrior through her times of difficulty, but never wavered in her faith. And she regularly read the Bible, which, of course, basic instructions before leaving Earth. And definitely, she did a lot of things, and recently passed the H&R Block course, was looking forward to preparing taxes 2015 and continuing work at the Board of Elections, where she's been doing that for the past 9 years. Just wanted to throw out there that she never gave up. And that's the important thing about everything. She never gave up. And it's good to be able to get into something like that. Before I go and see what's going on with this 216-213, that's 216-213, how you doing out there? 216-213, probably just call and listen to the show. And that's a good thing. The one thing that I do say is, even if you don't intend on speaking, yes, it's wrong of me, but I will come to you and see how you're doing, just because I never know when you might say something that might inspire me. Before I go to the 216-486 and 216-209, I'm going to point out Kicking It with Kim from MyLoudRadio.com, which is Mondays at 6 p.m. I also want to get into something. See, when people don't talk, you all let me go out there and get myself into more trouble, which I don't need to get into because I stay in enough trouble. But I just want to start this out and say that, for those who are unaware, this is like break it down time. Give me about a minute and a half before I go back and take a couple of phone calls. That last Tuesday, now Public Safety Director Michael McGrath, who was police chief when Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, was murdered by 137 shots on November 29, 2012. Yes, it was that long ago. So more than 3 years later, after 13 police officers opened fire, now Director McGrath, yes, he was promoted. He fired six patrolmen, Brelo, Diaz, Sobolik, and Farley, and Detectives Eric and O'Donnell. He rounded up the other six by suspending patrolmen Box, Moore, Patrick, Sistek. He suspended them for 21 days. Detective Sistek, though, ended up, he was the added flavor, and Detective Rinkus was suspended for 22 days. Officer Demchek was smart and retired over a year ago. You know, he fired four shots out of 137, but he at least knew when to run, unlike Brelo. Now, I would have thought, you know, that if you fire 49 times shooter Brelo, well, he didn't retire, so they went on and fired him. Now, here's what's troubling. I know there's good police out there, but I ain't talking about good police. It's about my listeners out there right now. I want to talk to you listeners out there. All right, I want you to try to put yourselves in your real world right now. It's about any and all of our people out there who's ever worked or who are working now. Now, so one of my listeners out there who's always said, watch what I say and use the correct terms and stuff. Conservative Lauren, you're going to hear some colloquialisms today. Miss Twinsburg D, get ready. I'm going to ask anybody out there who's working or who has worked, sign you with a J if you work. I don't care. Fast food, office, factory, nursing, grocery store. What happens when you don't follow rules? You get fired or suspended. And if you're in a union, they'll ask you, did you follow what was said? And if it doesn't look good, if you didn't listen to the boss, manager, supervisor, universal work law, you don't listen to your supervisor, you get fired. What I just said, I'll come back to it, I promise. Now, I might even have a prize to go along with it, if you remember what the key point is. But the freaking night of the chase, supervisor said, hey, cops, break off pursuit. I repeat, break off the chase. 64 cop cars continued on a 22-minute chase from downtown Cleveland to the west side and ended in the middle of an East Cleveland school parking lot. Now, when questioned a week later, former union head Fulmer said, listen, this wasn't any officer's fault. Even if the supervisor gives an order, if we hear gun involved, officer down, we're all coming. Now, pause and think. If your supervisor says, stop, come here, I need you, and you say, hey, my coworker down there needs help. They need a quarter from me. See you in 15 minutes. If that supervisor isn't your family, you'll be docked, reprimanded, wrote up, fired. Now, what's the key point? Earlier I said, you don't listen to your supervisor, you get fired. But did Fulmer ever use the word accountable police or accountability? Anyway, that's the end of the story. Well, wait a second. The police unions opened up a GoFundMe account. A GoFundMe account to support the officers whose families may be affected. And the families shouldn't be affected. But wait a second. The key point. If you don't listen to your supervisor on your job, you get fired from the restaurant, hospital, barbershop, and they don't care about your family, even if you work in the school system. Why? Because if you don't listen to your supervisor, you get fired. I'm done. Help me get off this soapbox, somebody. It's huge. I need a ladder to get down. While I'm waiting for the 12-foot ladder, I have two words, Steve Loomis. New police union head of the CPPA, Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association, and the cowards who love and fear him, but I'm not going to get on that subject. I'm going to be extremely positive. I'm going to go to my phone lines. I want to apologize for getting on a soapbox. I'm going to go down here to some of the people who've been listening for a while. 216-486. 216-486, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. I'm just calling to thank you and the Inner City Republican Movement for everything that you all have done, for the encouragement, uplifting, and inspiration. Thank you, and keep up the good work, sir. You're doing a good job.
Thank you so much. May God bless you also. And just hold the line. Anybody who else who calls in, if you want to say, hey, keyword is, I'm looking at 216-209, 216-215, 216-417. I'll be getting to those phone calls shortly. I'm going to be nice, and let people know. This is like one of the fun parts of the show, to let people know that coming up, if you hear of anything that's happening, Cleveland Public Library, Thursday, February 18th. That's the Cleveland Public Library, Thursday, February 18th, the Lewis Stokes Auditorium at the main library, 325 Superior Avenue. Dr. Khalil Gibran Muhammad, director of the Schomburg Center for Research on Black Culture at the New York Public Library, will speak on the criminal injustice system. Hey, take a date down there. Take your children, even if they're bad. Teach them a little something. And also, for Black History Month, you can go on and click on the website for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have activities all month long, Black history, from concerts to music seminars to you name it. You'll get a chance to learn a little bit more about the music. Just hit that link for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you want to, tell them where you heard it from. Go out there, and I plan on seeing you at some of those activities. And as a matter of fact, since I'm going to go to my phone callers, I said I was going to be nice. I'm trying to get up off this soapbox that I'm on, and I'm going to put it like this here. I'm going to go directly to the phone line after I let people know, since it was brought up by the last phone caller, that Friday, February 12th, movie night, 6 p.m., in black and white, 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room number 136, Cleveland State University. You can enter from Chester. This film is sponsored by the Inner City Republican Movement. We will have petitions to get independent Annette M. Butler on the big ballot to run against O'Malley or McGinty. I'll make sure to have voter registration cards. I will have some refreshments, so I guess that means Man in the Streets will definitely be there as well. With that being said, enjoying myself, I'm going right back to the phone lines because I believe that's what I'm supposed to do. 216-209. How you doing?
I'm great, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
What's happening, man?
Oh, man. Everything is great, man. The month of February is just really picking up for us and everything. Some of the people, I want to thank them right now, first offhand, you know, for just giving me the shout-outs and the thanks for the DVD, the Straight Outta Cleveland DVD, for all the people that I ran into in the streets and stuff that they said that they enjoyed that. Some of them were from the workshop and some that I just randomly gave them to prior to getting there. So I just wanted to say that first and foremost because that is really taking an impact. That's been out for about 6 months, and we got about a good out a good 900 of them in the street right now. So it's really starting to take up some steam. Oh, man.
Nice.
Just hitting on a couple other pointers. We will be getting back into the Best of the Best competition soon. A couple people have been asking me about that. And I'm looking forward to like April or May when the weather really like starts to peak and everybody's got their music together because I know some more people coming with some new music. Shout out to Ryan Cartel. Oh, man.
Definitely. Big shout out to him.
Yes, because he's sounding real good right now. And I want to say a special shout out to Tony Sparks because he's doing a lot of things in the promotional thing in the underground and stuff, and it needs to be recognized. And I challenge anybody that's right now on this phone line or listening or when this go out, anybody that's a person of color, to post one of your favorite black heroes and come up with a different hero every day for the rest of this month. That's a challenge. So I want to see how many people can take forth for this challenge. Black heroes, how many come up with one every day to post up on their Facebook and let it be recognized for this month.
Wow. Man, I appreciate that one for real. And now I'll start digging out and pulling some others. So, you know, I really appreciate that. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Al Porter.
No problem. If you hold the line, I'm pretty sure you'll like a couple of things we get into.
I sure will.
No problem at all. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the 216-215-216-417-216-258, and all I can say is I appreciate all the people who are calling in this evening. We will do everything we can to make sure we get everybody on because everybody whose number I just called will get to you. While I'm on this, I might as well let people know that you can check out blackonblackcleveland.com. That's the official website for Black on Black Crime, Inc. It's the blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And you can also use this number of 646-478-0944 like so many of you all are doing this evening. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, EMAX and the Mindset. I appreciate that, and I know they do also because it's about being connected, and look out for the Black Man Army album movement music. So Black Man's Army album is coming out, movement music presented by HJS Music. That's a great thing in itself. I want to take at least, it'll be about 2.5 minutes, and then I start coming back to the phone calls because we definitely run on phone calls, but hate to call his name, but why not? Steve Loomis, the new union head of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association. What I'm attempting to do this evening is just break down a lot of what you heard, because every time you looked up, it seemed like every day something brand new was coming out. So with that being said, Steve Loomis, the new union head of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association, vowed last Tuesday to overturn the disciplinary ruling for Mike McGrath, Cleveland safety director, who promised to and gave out a ruling, and it fired six officers, including Brillo, suspended six more. Now, Steve Loomis said this course of action was that it happened from the city to fire and suspend officers was politically motivated and insane, and the union filed grievances on behalf of the fired cops and suspended cops. He said, now, Loomis is going to be the bad guy. That's what he said. Now, Loomis is going to be the bad guy because I'm going to get their jobs back, and I promise these guys are going to get their jobs back. Loomis also accused McGrath and other officials of bowing to the false narrative and that Russell and Williams were bad guys. How on coke and marijuana? Well, he said, how on cocaine and marijuana, if I'm going to quote right, shouldn't have fled. Now, Loomis said those folks had a choice to make, and those folks didn't make it. Loomis wants this case to go to arbitration, which could take months or years to deal with, and we all know most arbitration judges rule with the plaintiffs, which in this case would be the police department. And I've talked about arbitration before. Now, Loomis stated politics in this city is appalling, and Mike DeWine was right in his attorney general discussion, saying systemic failure goes to then police chief Mike McGrath, who's now safety director. Well, I guess Steve Loomis told us, but wait a minute. What's the key point I said early? Dumbass. I mean, crybaby Loomis. Still can't get past one point. Key point that trumps everything. I said it earlier. I'll repeat what I said earlier, but I'll take it much slower so crybaby Loomis can at least break it down. If you ignore what your supervisor says, you get fired. Did the supervisor on November 29, 2012 say break off pursuit? Yes. Did 64 cop cars break off pursuit? No. Were they disciplined? Yes. That should be it. But why did Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivors Vic Tragedy, have to send out a letter Tuesday night about a press conference? Now, this is why, and this will only take a little bit, because the press conference stated that we stand by McGrath's decision with the firing of six and the suspension of six. He should have fired all 12, period. Although his decision made Loomis mad, the decision made the community somewhat happy and glad. From the beginning, McGrath knew these officers disobeyed procedure that was clearly outlined when he first became chief of police years ago. Now, Chief McGrath promised us that he would be a stand-up chief for the police and the people, even though many times we didn't think he had the fortitude. But on 137 shots, the most overzealous action in modern history, McGrath took the right stand. Many times we've been against McGrath, but this time we stood by McGrath. Join us as we stand by McGrath party at 5:15. You might wonder, well, why would you have something at the Harvard Community Center, 18240 Harvard Avenue? I'll tell you why. Because that morning, we sent out a press release the next day to let people know, wasn't nobody scared. I mean, we let them know, crybaby Loomis, you are a crybaby, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Feel the community's pain. Loomis, we've been crying for justice for years. Now, Loomis, president of CPPA, maybe, just maybe, you can feel our pain. As hard as you fight to bring policemen back, we'll fight just as hard to keep them off the streets of Cleveland. Who needs a maniac like Brillo back on the streets of Cleveland? Loomis, you've lost your mind. Now, with that being said, as we finish it out in just a minute or less, why did we choose that meeting? Why choose a meeting like that? Because Steve Loomis is on the police, the Cleveland Community Police Commission. And we, along with the Carl Stokes Brigade, Alicia Kirkman, Major Tab's mom, and many others, including Melanated News, who held up a beautiful drawn picture of crybaby Loomis. The NewsNet 5 camera showed it, and Man in the Street did the artwork. But we stopped in there to Steve Loomis' meeting to let him know how dare he sit on a commission to hear from citizens with complaints on police. Because if a person is scared of the police already, then why in the world would they come to a meeting on police policy needing to be changed when a bald, low-down, redneck punk can't remember the key point, which was ignore your supervisor, you get suspended or fired. And that is what 13 police officers did. It was good to see families like Melissa Williams' brother, as well as the Tamir Rice family show. Art McCoy challenged Loomis to a drug test. And I reminded people that this is Steve Loomis' second term, and he failed the first time at getting the community together. I'm done. I'm getting back off the soapbox. I don't need to be on one. I apologize for taking too much time. We have enough phone callers to get back to. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. I'm looking to see what's going on with the 216. And I just want to say I thank everybody who's called in, but I want to go and see what's going on with 216, 215. What's going on with you?
Hello.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I got a new phone. That's why I've been calling, because I didn't have your number. I was trying to get off the 804 number. I said, oh, man, it goes so fast. It took me a while to get up. If I hadn't listened to it Sunday, the Art McCoy show, I wouldn't have got your number when I was texting you.
Right. And I'm so glad it's been too long since we heard your voice. And what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I'm a little bit disappointed about the Brelo, you know, the Tamir Rice case, how, you know, it seems like they don't, Black lives don't matter anymore by this situation going on with Tamir Rice and Melissa. You know, Melissa Williams, and oh my goodness.
I hear you. And I think my role is simplistic. You know, my role is simplistic. I think when a few people come through, like we had a couple of people who called here early, like the challenge for Black Heroes. I know that somebody was coming to also speak at the workshop. She does a lot of different things. It sets an example. As a majority of us start to set examples in different ways, we can change the world to view us in different ways.
Yeah, I know God is going to have to say so, God, this just ain't right. Timothy and Melissa, it's all these years. It's a bad discrimination spirit here in Ohio. I was just, like, discouraged. I was telling God to do something about it because it seemed like anytime a person they have petitions out for this young man that killed a policeman, and they want to get him, like, the policeman already gave him 3 years, give him 15 over a dog, a police dog. You talk about, what about the person's life that took these people's lives off that for like 4 years?
I hear you. I do. And I appreciate you for bringing that up, because keep going, please. It's been a while since we heard from you.
Yeah, they signed petitions for this guy to kill the police dog, this young man, I mean, and they want to give him 15 years because he's a police dog, and they want to pass a law. If you shoot a police dog, it's like you're killing a person, because they said that police dog he killed was $15,000, but you got Melissa and Timothy and Tamir Rice got killed, and what about their lives matter?
You know something? I'm going to tell you something right now. You said something that was very important, and don't think it went lightly to all those throughout the country and even outside of the country. When it comes down to it, there are groups that I've mentioned on this show, like TUA, the Ultimate Advocate, and a few others that when you protest out in the streets, it's always good to be able to pass laws. And that Goddard's law, that if I go out there and shoot an animal, and I'm not saying it's right if I kill an animal, but because of Goddard's law going through Bill Patman, our state rep, I get a lot of time, but yet some of the same things don't go towards the police department. So it's up to us in some cases to start putting laws out there and going through with it to make sure everybody's held accountable.
Right.
So it is disheartening. I'll tell you the truth. It's disheartening sometimes being in this region or this area. But the one thing that keeps me from being disheartened is if I hear somebody like you call in with some fresh insight, or I'm surrounded by others who are getting out there and doing something, you know, we can change the world. And that's the
truth. All it takes is a lot of commitment, and doing everything you have to do. One day it's going to come around. Everybody that is, if you have to take it, be consistent a little bit.
It is going to happen. Mark my words on that one, and I believe it. And I thank you so much for the phone call. And if you hold a line, at least now you know that the number here is 646-478-0944 on a Monday, Creator Willing, from 9 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, I've been though. That's got to lock your number in. Because I got my smooth phone. I couldn't get your number back, and I try to wait to get it on the show.
There you go. Well, you got it, and now we're back rolling again. So I appreciate the phone call.
Okay, you're doing a good job. I'm glad to listen in on it.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, that show, that last phone caller motivated me to a degree. Before I go and bother the 216-417 phone call, I'm going to be very light on one thing before I say anything else. And the light part will be, should you choose, Mondays 2 a.m., which means earlier today at 2 a.m. in the morning, you can check out the Butters. That's Cleveland Standard Time on WRUW 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. Also, Saturday midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM. That's WCSB.org. 216 Radio, which features live mixes from DJ Coco Z, the mix mistress. I can't say it like she can. But she'll be at the hip-hop workshop live this Saturday, 1:45 p.m. we'll go a little bit later to around 6:30. And that's Large Room 136 on East 22nd Street, Cleveland State University. You can enter from Euclid. You can enter from Chester. Just go to Large Room 136. Before I go to that 216-417 phone call, I do need to get into something that will only take me about a minute and a half. But before I start, I just want to say it goes in line to part of what the last phone caller said, because sometimes I overdo stories and I don't get a chance to get to all of them. So I might have to bypass a couple because I want to talk about this, because it's all about how scared are you to take care of your business. Now, I'm calm now. No, I'm not. The brother that I've worked with many times, his name is Lynn Hampton, Hamptonio, and I support the African Parade and Festival. I marched in it, plan on doing so again this year. He does a great job on his radio show. It's like on WERE 1490 AM. I give him a plug. 11 AM. You learn a lot of things. He's even had guests on from the Hidden Colors movies, stuff like that, and he teaches things. And I respect him also for telling the officers in the Black Shield, the Black police organization that he's in charge of, he told police officers to treat people with more respect. So my question is, why is the group, the Black Shield, too scared to challenge Cleveland Police Patrolman Association Steve Loomis? Now here's my proof. Now, Steve Loomis, think about it. Steve Loomis, definitely Cleveland Police Patrolman's Association. Let's face it. They stood up for Loomis and the Police Patrolman's Association. They stood up for the police. 13 police officers, 137 shots. They even stood up for Loman and Garbat when they shot and murdered Tamir Rice. But a black cop went out with a teenage girl. And I'll admit, that's wrong. But before Loomis, the former head, former union head by the name of Fulmer, he didn't wait for any facts. He could have said, wait a minute, we'll wait within 12 hours to see if it's a setup or what have you. No, he immediately said, we can't stand with that officer. Now, over the weekend, true story, a black policewoman, Shona M. Vancent, V-A-N-C-A-N-T, was arrested for beating her boyfriend's butt and trying to run him over in Maple Heights. Now, she's a Cleveland police officer. But wait, hear that? Nothing but crickets. Steve Loomis isn't arguing that, wait a minute, she could have been defending herself. And wait a minute, the black shield is just as freaking quiet when it comes to shielding your own officers, or at least saying, don't rush the judgment. Now, you didn't stand with the community and say, key point. That's what the black shield could have said. They could have said, look here, the police officers in that incident for 137 shots didn't listen to the supervisors. And the key point is, at anyone's job, if you ignore your supervisor, what? You get fired. And that's what happened with 64 cars, 137 shots. They ignored their supervisor. Now, although Hamptonio agreed with Steve Loomis that the police should not have to do extra paperwork because of the dissent decree, because cops will be less likely to pull a trigger. Good. If extra paperwork is keeping you from pulling the trigger, that's all right with me, because I'll tell you something. If I feel my life is in danger, then I would think about using the weapon. But if you have to think about it, there's something wrong. Now, on the flip side of not standing up, the black group that did stand up, but a new president makes a difference. Mike Nelson, new president of the NAACP, sent a letter to Steve Loomis asking him to resign from the Cleveland Community Police Commission, saying Loomis is in conflict of interest advocating police reform while defending those who violated their training. Loomis refused to leave, but it's very interesting. What's very interesting also is that I appreciate everybody who's been on the phone line with me this evening. And like I say, when I do my best to do my, you know, everything I can to follow up on a phone call. And with that being said, I'm off my soapbox. Don't get mad at me. I apologize, but I'm here right now at 216-417. 216-417, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing excellent, as always. I just had to call in because I heard so many people on your, I heard a few callers call in, and they really concerned about black life, not being black life. Goes back to back in the day, a white man is equal being, and it takes four or five of us to equal one of them. And it seemed like that's coming back into play. But the reason that I called was I just really wanted to talk about the album that Black House Sound will be bringing out hopefully at the end of this month, if I can reach that deadline, guys. It's really great. It's called Cleveland Conscious Music. Mr. Whoa. Porter, the sheriff, he on that album. Nyjah is on the album. That's a singer. Excellent. DNA is on the album. And Endo will be on the album. On top of that, Ronnie B is on the album. On top of that, Swab Gotti is on the album.
What?
And Emax, the Image, is on the album. So I'm blessed that people took a liking to Black House Sound and took it serious in the last 2 years and actually been grooming us and letting us know, you know, you can keep making that music that you think is really good, but, I mean, if you're not trying to reach your people, if you're not looking at police officers walking free, then what is you doing? So Black House Sound, we stay paying attention to what's going on in the environment. We try our best to put the lyrics to the music and let people know that that's what we're doing. So I was just calling in to speak on that, and I also want to thank everybody that's filling Black House Sound. And even on top of that, Art McCoy played our track yesterday, and I also want to thank him and everybody that was on that cast. I can't remember all of their names, but I remember it was a judge, and it was you on there.
Right.
And I, you know, I just remember so many people called through because they was really feeling what he was doing. And then what you do every Monday, you constantly giving us information about police brutality. And I love when you talk about Dick Goddard, how an animal, you know, if I kill an animal right now, I face some charges. But if I'm a white police officer and I really don't care for life and I take a black life, I just might walk and shed a few tears and everything is okay tomorrow. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Once again, I'm Joe Legacy, Black House Sound. And for every local artist that called in and pushing their music, Black House love the fact that it's a lot of local Clevelanders trying to get their music out there just like us. We always support them. Can't wait for the future to work with some of them artists. But for right now, we just got to get our thing out there. And other than that, I just love everything. And I'm, once again, I mean everything I heard. So keep up the good work, Mr. Porter.
Thank
and for everybody that heard what I said about the Cleveland Conscious album, Cleveland Conscious Rap, just check us out. It's coming real soon.
Thank you so much, brother. Black House Sound.
Thank you.
All
Black
right.
House
probably got something like that going out for you. As a matter of fact, I've talked so much. I just want to put out there whohasthepowerradio.com. And you know something? Before I set things up for Black Odyssey, since they did call, I'm going to take the time and at least say that I appreciate everybody who's called up. And, you know something? When people take the time to do what they just did early on, you can't do anything except reward them. So with that being said, 216-798. What's going on out there with 216-798?
Al Porter, what's up? This Eastside Young.
What's going on, ES?
What's up, man? I'm down here, man. You feel me? I took a little trip, man. Shouts out to the Nashville family, man. I'm down here in Nashville, Tennessee, man, chilling with the fam, man.
Nice. You got any information coming up for us, man?
Oh, man, besides down here enjoying myself with the Nashville fam, man, I got the album release party coming up in April at the Anatomy Nightclub. It's going to be beautiful, man.
Good, man. Congratulations on still staying busy, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I definitely got a lot coming up with Atlantic Records, man. Days Low, Lil Durk, man. I got a lot of people coming up, man.
I hear you. I'm glad you
man,
called up
lot,
for real. We appreciate it.
Yeah, but I got a lot of mainstream artists coming up, man. It's a lot going on with that situation.
One thing I say, you have been able to not only keep your word, but we appreciate it. So we look forward to that, and we know you will keep us up to date whenever anything's coming up.
Yeah, definitely, man. I know y'all got the anniversary coming up Thursday, right?
Yes, indeed. 3 years over at Voice It. As a matter of fact, you can stop through. I'll invite people down there too. As a matter of fact, 1419, and that's 1419 East 40th Street between Superior St. Clair. You go in the inside of the parking lot, you'll be able to meet members of the Black Man's Army. BMA will definitely be in there. I think we're going to take that whole station over with the red, black, and green. Just don't tell them. We're just going to bum rush and take the station over starting around 2:45 p.m. and just run wild with it.
Right. Sorry.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And definitely enjoy yourself down there, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday and when you get back in town, and definitely seeing what you got coming up when you come back to town. All right, brother?
Yep.
All right. Appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm so glad. Maybe that means he has his whole family sitting down here, chilling back and enjoying the show. As a matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. I don't want to make any of the football fans out there upset with me or anything, so I'll leave anything I was going to say until next time. But I'm going to play this real quick. Some of the black hair around. I just want to say that I appreciate everybody who calls in. And before I leave out with a song called Stolen Dreams by Black Odyssey, let's see, I mentioned one thing once, so I will let people know. Besides the workshop, you do have Friday, February 12th, the movie night, 6 p.m. in Black and White. It's the film at 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136, Cleveland State University. You enter from Chester on that night. The film is sponsored by the Inner City Republican Movement. We'll have petitions to get independent candidate. I think she's backed up by Bashir Jones. Yes, she is. And then M. Butler on the big ballot to run against O'Malley or McGinty. Definitely we'll have voter registration cards, refreshments also. I want to just thank people for their support. Go to the Cleveland Public Library and check out what's going on, especially Thursday, February 18th activity. We'll get into that more next week and into the weeks leading up. And click that link for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All sorts of activities are there. Feel free to use what's in your area. For those out of town, come into town. Use the link and come through. Connect with Al Porter, Man in the Streets. We'll be glad to have you. Listen to the lyrics on this one. Stolen Dreams, Black Odyssey.
Yeah. Stolen Dreams.
Cannon.
Uh-huh.
People steal your dreams. Anybody can.
Yeah.
You just dream stolen truth.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight.
Get your dreams stolen.
Yeah.
What a sad face.
Red and blue, my people. Yeah.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream, so dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight, Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream, so dream.
As I write this passage, my mental thought be food for these youngsters, say life and dumpsters. Searching for suffers, too mean, crack-fiend mothers. Love and laughter is the answer, but niggas blind. Used to dirt, filth, and slime, dodge it one time. It's vermin in the beast's belly. Come take a ride on the side where enemies collide. Crab mentality, equal fatality. Wars in the night over hard white. The hood is full of crooks and thieves. Your own brother can make you bleed. Little mama was an angel till her halo turned black. Now she smoke crack. Her boyfriend turned her out to that situation where girl meets boy. Now she hooked on the boys. Another victim in the hood turned crack fiend. Lost in a stolen dream.
Damn. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream, so dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream, so dream.
Niggas ain't fucking with the team. Hating got me ducking from my dreams. That's comatose. Nights on my knees, Bible on my bedpost. Kisses on my forehead from my dead folk. The lead close. Yeah, nigga, my pencil sharp. See it and take notes. I know the bread close. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah, the beat song. My heat strong. Yeah, nigga, that's Cleveland song. No tough talk. My niggas keep me strong like a Jesus song. Hoping I can find the day when the evening's gone. The end came the storm. I pray that we get strong. Stand on your feet and stay grown. Ooh, I pray strong. And I'm staying in the hood. Even when I'm going for good. Generation of the misunderstood. If only we could. Smell the fire burning through the wood. When we stand with candles in hand.
With candles in hand. With candles in hand.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream, so dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream, so dream.
I appreciate that message. And the beat, Black Odyssey, Stolen Dreams. Be blessed. Don't let the devil steal your dreams.